Okay, well, we can finish up in audio.
Yeah, we did all of it's on audio. All
right, that's
what anyway, the just, podcasts yeah, are. Yeah, so you just mentioned, what was that, the last, or you mentioned an organization out of the United Kingdom that's doing something. There's another NGO out of Peru.
Right? Yeah, it's based off of some colleagues of mine that work at UC Berkeley, but they've been working really actively in Peru as like a kind of, I wouldn't say as a counterweight, but they're doing work, linguistic work that's not with the missionaries, right? Mm-hmm. But also in a very kind of community-centered, community-focused way called the Cabeceras Aid Project. And they also, like, for example, accept donations for specific projects, right? So that also someone says, oh, I heard this guy, Josh, on your podcast, and we're really rich benefactors, blah, blah, blah. They could say, oh, I want to start a fund for this language, right? Or... Or, you know, there's different ways to go about it. But, yeah, those are, like, kind of the main ways. Also, in the U.S., we just, like, support funding for the National Endowment for Humanities and for the National Science Foundation. That's a big thing. I know that, like, this program I work, I'm currently funded through, it's called the DEL program, the Documenting Endangered Languages program. It's very often being threatened to be cut, right? So just humanities funding in general in the U.S. is a good thing that people can support with their tax dollars, their Congress people. Also, you know, these kind of basic things like if you're going to buy something made out of wood in Brazil, make sure that the wood that you're using is well-sourced, right? Like legally sourced. There's also, you know, you could go all the way to more abstract things about, you know, cattle ranching and soy and these type of things too, right? Because those are also pretty big environmental and socioeconomic factors that have impacted a lot of these communities. But
okay. Yeah, just sort of being conscious of where things are coming from.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. In theory, it's maybe not hip to say it as, you know, in these times, but like the government is a really good entity to fund science, right? Like federal governments are really effective in those ways, you know? So like if they can have good, consistent funding for scientific research, you can build things over a long time. And if you have like strategic planning, 10 years, 20 years, you can really accomplish a lot of things. When you're just going from one-year project to one-year project, you can cobble something together. But when you have like a large community, you know, continuity in our own academic community, right, where people can get jobs, they can get, you know, positions that can support a family, then you can get kind of long-term science. And that's where I think you're going to get a lot of progress and kind of keep things going.
Okay. Yeah, well, thank you so much for sharing so much that you've shared. Yeah. I mean, that was a great discussion. And you showed us around the place, and you've been very generous with both of us. So
cool. I'm glad you guys could come.
Yeah, it's been a blast. Thank you for taking the time, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.